At first that afternoon, you will probably remember, you probably did something different as it was Easter. It was overcast and the sun kept gleaming through at intervals. It was warm, and when we arrived in the already crowded car park, the blue sky was beginning to show. We walked through the entrance building and along the main drive, exclaiming at the brilliant bursts of purples and pale mauves from some of the early azaleas and rhododendrons. There was blossom on some of the trees in the background, white greens of conifers and yews. Which way should we go? There were so many paths, and I admit, plenty of people with children and babies in pushchairs, older people being wheeled or tearing along on their own in wheelchairs, and a lovely atmosphere of everybody sharing the beauty of a spring-like day. We came to a large patch of wild meadow with purple fritillaries contrasting with the paler flowers and blowing slices. These are members of the lily family, and they've got an underground corm. And Maureen's got some in her garden. Mandy, who comes to do for me, she said she'd got some in her garden. They've become very popular, and they're very beautiful. There are also summer snowflakes in the wild patch. They have an alternative name of Loddon lilies, and they look like the larger fluttery snowdrops. And I mustn't forget the old favourite cuckoo flower, which I've always known as Lady's Smock, a title used for this white and pale mauve flower, beloved of the blue-tipped butterflies. When people talk about cuckoo flower, I can't think what they're talking about, and I say, oh, Lady's Smock, yes, as if it was part of my normal language. But it was all magical, almost too much to take in. And here and there was the intense blue of forget-me-nots and the deeper shades of speedwells, a wonderful wildlife area. Walking on, we found some more wonderful views with the almost finished camellias. Now, last year we went during camellia time, but this time we went about a month later, I suppose. But alas, many of the camellias were browned with some of those sudden have. However, here and there in the more sheltered places, they formed a tapestry of pink and white with their single and double flowers of every size. Then, of course, looking higher, there were magnolias, mostly purpley white, and a wonderful canopy of wax-like blooms up above us. Coming round to the ruined buildings, we found that the pure white doves were flocking round the very beautiful traditional dovecote. Children were enchanted trying to touch them, but not succeeding. When I visit Nyman's, I never seem to see the doves if I have a camera. They're always in full force if I haven't one. However, I did one on them on Easter Sunday. My camera was with me, and I got some shots of the birds on the wing and on the dovecote. I have to finish the film before I can see the results. We kept wandering along paths. Some of the grounds were roped off, possibly too muddy after that very heavy recent rain to stand the feet of visitors. But we managed to have a good view of most of the trees, and we found some different paths. It's always the way. This time we returned to a Crawley after our visit, when I was beginning to get tired, and instead of to Maureen's. And she was my first guest to a meal in my new. It all worked out well. Just melon, followed by poached salmon in mushroom sauce with mashed potatoes, beans, carrots and broccoli. And then I'd prepared some apricots, which were topped by little meringues. I'm settling in now, but still not quite organised. I'm wondering, where did I pack my hairdryer? But it will turn up, I expect. My good wishes to you all, and I'm not sure where I'm going next time. Goodbye from Margaret.